It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lassenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, Jack, it looks like Detroit has come upon yet another stumbling block when it comes to the mayoral election. At questioner, some 18,000 votes the Wayne County Board of Canvassers are debating to invalidate. This would put Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon as the winner of the mayoral election 2 weeks ago, not former Medical Center CEO Mike Duggan. Jack, fill us in on what's going on here.
Well, it's another sort of highly suspect Wayne County mess. This decision, the shocking decision to throw out nearly 20,000 votes, was made by the Wayne County clerk, Kathy Garrett, who is the sister of a very prominent backer of Benny Napoleon, high union official. After the Duggan folks hollered foul, the Board of Canvassers, Wayne County's Board of Canvassers, refused to certify the results, and it was kicked upstairs to the state to make a decision. If they don't make a decision, it goes to the courts. It's important to say this would not affect the lineup for the November election. It would still be Duggan and Napoleon. Nobody else was even close, but it really doesn't pass the smell test and adds to the sort of perception of chaos. But we should also note this was not a Detroit decision. It was a Wayne County decision.
In other Detroit news, Monday night was the deadline for unions, creditors, pensioners, and individuals to file objection to Detroit's bankruptcy. Now we have to wait until the fall when bankruptcy judge Stephen Rhodes will hold a hearing on the eligibility of Detroit's bankruptcy. How much weight will these objections have on the judge's final bankruptcy decision, Jack?
We simply don't know. Judge Stephen Rhodes is somebody who goes by the book. It simply probably will depend on how he interprets the law. Now, there's other decisions before that. In early September, he has to pass on a controversial way in which the emergency manager wants to get rid of some debt having to do with borrowing against casino earnings. The full question of Detroit's bankruptcy, whether the city is even eligible, isn't going to be decided till October. So there's going to be a lot of this and a lot of bumps along the road. But it's important to remember the judge is probably primarily looking at questions of law rather than emotion.
And finally, we have positive news. After nearly 5 years, the city of Pontiac is officially not in a state of financial emergency anymore. But this still leaves five Michigan cities and three school districts under the control of an emergency manager. Do you think that having an emergency manager is the new norm for dealing with financial issues in the state, Jack?
Well, it's not the new norm for dealing with all financial problems, but it is a tool that cities, the state actually can impose on cities, or cities and school districts can ask for when they reach a certain crisis point. It's interesting, right as Pontiac is going out of emergency manager status, Hamtramck is going back in. It's been in and out of emergency manager status a couple times. The man who just was the emergency manager in Pontiac had been the emergency manager in Hamtramck, Lou Schimmel. So I think in some cases it's a case of cities not managing the money. In other cases, it's a case of cities not having money. And I think we're probably going to see a lot more of this unless we change the way in which cities and schools are financed.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you.